The Pothead Perspective, hosted by Matthew Sims, involving intriguing, outrageous conversations between intelligent individuals. Learn something new about cannabis today. Laugh your bleep off while you're at it. Want to know what dispensary to meet your buds at? What events are coming up? We have the inside and underground tips and tricks to get you the very best prices, deals, and even into a few drawings, giveaways, and competitions. This is the Pothead Perspective.
We find your shoe, you give us our piece, you're like, yeah.
The rocks, my drum was falling in the rocks, my guitar was everywhere.
Yeah, but
everyone's leaning in, all my shit's still laying out. I was like, who the fuck?
He was gonna buy everyone a meal.
Yeah, he's going to the nail salon after.
He's like a dad professional.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Pie Perspective.
Hey, what's up?
I'm about to take a fat dab. This guy's great. Oh, hold it close again.
Yeah, don't do that.
Calm. Stop it,
just stop. No, you can bring it a little closer.
Okay, Chad, I have a few,
Damn city.
Hell yeah.
What's that taste?
Immaculate.
Maybe that car cab was so clean,
though. You know?
Costume.
Just rants up.
But you have to dab it from far away, too. You have to, like,
you gotta drop,
drop it into it. Woo! Damn, iron lungs.
Iron lungs.
If you do the carcass on there and you twist it, it moves better right when you do it.
Seems like the
camera might not be picking this up as well. Because that would be so weird if you go back to watch it and the whole fucking podcast is just drowned out by the music. That would suck, bro. It might not even hear what we're talking
about. All you gotta do is talk into this and turn down my levels on that.
There you go.
Then I can just, I can host the show here, actually. Motherfuckers.
You're gonna host the show from outside the camera.
Pothead. Now he's taking a dab. And now he's about to smoke the dab. And I'm coughing because of the dab.
Yeah, we smoking on that slab extracts.
Slab extracts.
Thank you, shout out, buddy.
It's that shatter, right?
Hey, check this out.
You're about to eat a cookie.
Check this out. Right. On the bottom, I'll put your child.
We're actually making labels.
These are your lights, but it looks good, huh? Minus the white stuff, because basically it was printed wrong.
So Matt, I guess you can get if you once we move up or whatever, we can get to a point where we can actually get containers with our label already inside, like on the container as part of the container.
Well, just a warning label, not exactly like your label. You can probably get it to do that.
Label.
Yeah, just the warning label's already on the bag. You know what I mean? And it's smelly proof, and they're pretty cheap. Yeah. They're smaller bags. They're pretty dope.
I wonder how much difference the price is. That's usually the biggest thing is just return on investment, you know, is
if you find the distributor though.
And you know somebody already.
Dab. Dabby McDabs.
Are you buying him a nail?
Everyone
on this beach a nail and a drink.
This is the point where we all introduce ourselves. I'm going to start from my right. This is actually a long time old friend. Go ahead.
My name is Trevor. Trevor Bennett.
James.
James Anderson.
You guys are doing the 007 thing?
They call me T-Dog.
T-Dog.
My name is Matt Sim. They call me Dragon.
Bobby Banks. Short for Robin Banks. No, I'm just kidding. So I take that back. I'm not Bobby Banks. Pretend you never heard that. I'm Jacob.
I'm Bobby Banks.
This is Bobby Banks. I stole his fire.
I'm Bobby Banks Jr.
Bobby Banks Jr.
That was fucking funny.
Sorry.
Okay.
I promise to never do that again. It was fresh in my mind, so I didn't know what else to say.
So this is our 1,028th episode.
In the future.
28 and a half, when technical.
Who hasn't had a dab yet?
Jacob hasn't had a dab. Do we raise our hands?
Raise hands for no dabs.
This one's for Trev.
Woo, Trevor, cause right. The beard.
Cause the beard.
Oh yeah, that's why.
It's got respect right there.
That is why. Just so everyone knows, the guy with the beard gets the first dab given.
You try to grow a beard.
Should try to grow.
Especially if you're a female. You'll see
I've
how hard
seen
it
some
is.
Chicks that didn't have to try very hard.
That was like, oh, I watched one real show one time. It was like the hardest thing to find.
It's all good,
though.
It's
all good.
Yeah. Some of these hemat hangas.
Yeah, because they usually shave it and you have to like go to like.
Smoking out the B. Wilson.
Should I just
shout out to B? Hope you get better out that
Nova
cancer.
I should just dab this like this.
People have like eyebrows all the time.
Look,
well,
me and Trevor were
looks proper
the other day.
Looks proper.
Dude, it's like
proper.
Jesus fish, man.
It is.
I'm telling you, it's.
Should we do some
just keep swimming, just keep dabbing, just keep dabbing. Yeah. Yeah, we should put it in the camera close right there.
Yeah, go show him the Nemo dabs.
Show
him
the Nemo dabs. It's a Nemo
dabs. Bloop, 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 bloop. Just keep swimming. Just keep dabbing. Dab, 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 city.
That
thing's
sick, man. You made that, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucking
dab, 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 dab.
You're talking about wire wrapping my pendy.
Tight.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I got the wire and shit, you see. I'm working on that wrap for, I don't know if you remember Jaren.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever met Jaren. I'm pretty sure you have.
I thought you said Darren at first.
No, not Darren. Jaren. We're making the homie Jaren one too.
I think he knows what we're talking about. Me and Drew were talking about now. We went to go pick up one night and Jaren was in the car. And you know what we're talking about.
Dabbing all day.
Dabbing
all day.
Alright, now that you know the whole crew. We're dabbing on some of my homie Slab Extracts, low grade actually, but he's got some fucking fire ass D-Wax top shelf, and I was smoking on some of that with him yesterday. It's pretty top.
By low grade, we mean high grade low grade,
by the way.
Yeah, it's.
We can show you some super low grade.
He showed you the Nemo dab.
Just keep dabbing, guys.
Our mom made us realize that we don't ever really do what I say in the beginning of the episode that we're gonna do.
Oh.
And talk about the connections and deals and best places to get bud and hemet. We never talk about that kind of stuff.
Well, we mentioned Slab Extract, so we're
just
getting closer.
That's
we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, I know.
We're doing our best tracks.
And we're working on
them extracts.
Killing
them extracts.
Killing them. That's all you meant.
So,
got Higby extracts in the house.
Higby
extracts. Higby extracts?
Yeah. I'd say you got some Tali extracts, but that's in Utah.
It's all in the Tali. It's all in the Tali out there.
So, wait, what's the legalization like in Utah right now?
It's still fucking illegal. The only thing they got out there is like pretty much where it is everywhere with the CBD oil. So like they've legalized that.
Oh really?
And it should be getting close. Like they're putting it in the ballots and should legalize it. So
It's coming soon.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are going to start flipping there.
Yeah. States. Oh, yeah. Especially after Colorado and all the shit that they're realizing is, you know, how much positive shit it brings. It's
yeah, all the horrible false reviews from the past and how now we're finding out all this shit.
It's crazy.
No one's ever got it from weed.
Nope.
Whether it had high THC or high CBD or whatever, no one's ever died directly.
I remember watching a little documentary. One fucking scientist guy was like, saying it would take like so many pounds you'd have to smoke within like 10 minutes to overdose on like marijuana.
Yeah.
And he was just like,
You could probably kill yourself by drinking water.
You kill yourself off water before you kill yourself off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the records in the hospital, I've overdosed on marijuana. Swear to God, that's what they came to conclusion of. What I did was I drank promethazine. But they, for some reason, they just wanted to insist that I overdosed on marijuana, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, whatever. I guess it sounds better. I mean, I know no one's ever going to believe that.
Hey, even if we don't follow everything the intro says, at least we can tell you not to go to Hemet Hospital.
Yeah, don't go there.
Because it's
go
just,
there.
You know, it's like a hospice shit. It's not a hospital. It's a hospice shit.
It's a hospice.
But it's still like Hemi's got
you get
over
a
wall
marijuana.
Right
in a hallway.
It's like they do everything.
That's good
wrong.
Shit.
Wait,
I wonder what doctor. Like,
yeah.
What
was your
doctor's
name, bro?
What happened there?
This
That's great.
You know, I want to see some scenes right
now. Oh my god, yeah.
Seen them like three times. They're so good live. So
you know your piece of the best, my friend.
Yes.
I know.
If he was picky about enough to say something about it when I was doing it, and my
album. It don't matter.
Just to be funny for the show, when he started lighting it up after he showed you, I was going to pull his anime and be like, no.
Just done.
Yeah. Too close because it's like his piece and it's like done.
No, you're not allowed to. You know that?
You're too close, man.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Too funny. Yeah, just hand it to me when it's ready because you guys are doing this magical, like.
Bug him.
Yeah, you have to, like.
It's like when you tell people's future, you're like, hold on. You know what?
Yeah, just
keep this mail up and. Until your future.
Yeah, here you go. You're about to get really relaxed.
Yeah.
It'll come soon.
It'll
come.
Like,
what you're waiting for. It's cool. Yeah.
He's a mystic. He's a.
Ooh.
Ah.
Sir? Like every time, too, that smoke.
Carbaholics. Oh, there it is. Carb cap all day, low temp. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, motherfuckers.
Life is but a little temp dab away.
My fortune is nice.
It's American.
There's a swimming pool.
There's a swimming pool.
Damn. Alright, so sit down.
Our future is nice and there's a swimming pool. Where's the Jake?
Yeah, that's bomb.
Alright.
This is really hot.
General rule, you've got to smoke some dabs.
Good dab, sesh. Got to smoke some good flour.
Oi, oi. I think today is strawberry cough.
If you want, I can clean this out real quick.
Strawberry cough.
Yeah, you can go for it.
5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
You bomb water. Strawberry cough is actually really good, bro.
Ready,
yeah,
go.
Cough.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been getting that fast.
Yeah,
that cough.
It's the smell is what really gets people.
A lot of people like the what is it? That blue
cheese
is good. I've always been a
green crack fan. That's the last of it right there. I don't have
any
more of that.
But, I don't know. I love my Indian.
Oh,
you gotta have a good
green crack,
you know?
Yeah, I like to smoke a fat blunt of green crack in the morning.
It's bomb.
Okay. Everyone, this is Bella.
Bella, the best dobie you'll
she's
ever meet.
Dog. We just found out that she's not 7, she's 12.
12, yeah. Huh?
You were born in 03, weren't you?
Oh yeah, Scooby's like 14 now.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Wow! Fucking Scooby, dude.
Yep. Take you back.
I miss that dog. Dog man. You still living with you?
Yeah. Oh.
Where are you staying at?
Okay. For now, Liz. The Hive.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those events and things you were going to.
And, can I have my
really
spot?
Fun.
Yeah. No, I guess
it's like, no. Mm-hmm.
Good girl. Swift pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side. Last but not least.
Anyone got any good stories?
Some good stories?
Yeah, anyone got any good stories?
I got a new friend.
What's up, Bella?
Is that a jujitsu move right there?
Well, she did it to herself.
No, she put herself in a headlock.
Exactly, but
like, I like it.
Just chilling.
There you go. It's okay to get your dog in on the fun.
Oh,
I just don't think it's good enough. Oh, good for them to be eating weed. I think eating weed for animals is bad.
It's good for them. Just not too much, you know, just like a little bit every now and then. Just like a little nug. Because it's got a lot of healing properties to it, you know, when it hasn't been, like, smoked and eaten.
Put CBD oils on their food.
Well, they have a enzyme in their stomach that actually it's like lactose intolerance for them, for us. It's like they really just...
They can't digest
a lot of things like we can. Especially like sugars and stuff like that.
Is that dusty? So, alright, if you don't have any other things to talk about, we're going to talk about shout-outs really quick. So we already shouted out Slab Extracts. I want to say that you can follow It's Me TPP on pretty much every social media website. You can look at us and see this here video if you're watching it. We're on YouTube, and the audio is actually on Podomatic, iTunes.
Sign up for free.
Stitcher. Yeah, all of those are free sign up.
Facebook, Instagram,
fucking it. Yeah, go check our shit out. Love, hate.
I'm all over it. I'm all over that.
Has everything a guy needs to elevate his personal style.
What's your favorite thing about a chick, JR?
Best brands, exclusive merchandise, and inspiration on what to wear and how to wear it with confidence.
Yeah, that's the first thing you look at.
Her opposite sex.
Her opposite sex.
How she doesn't have a dick. Yeah, that's the best part, bro.
Sex, baby.
No dick? Fuck yeah, dude.
Opposite sexual healing. Love it.
Definitely a plus.
Fuck. Well, you're asexual, so what do you like about people?
Well, that's probably why I'm asexual. I find it very difficult to like people. Often people just have one too many qualities that I just don't, I'd rather just not be around. So it's hard for me to find people to be around. Even myself, sometimes I bother the shit out of myself. It sucks. That's life, right?
I'm an ass man. Deep, right?
No, I remember you said that as a kid too. You dad goes, I love boobs. You go, I love asses. And I was like, I'm a vagina man.
I'm the same way, dude.
I love vaginas.
You gotta have
vaginas. I said that because that's what men are supposed to say, right? Men love vaginas, right? So that's what I said. But honestly, I'm just not attracted to sex itself. It's just an activity that I'd rather not engage in, personally.
What's your favorite thing about women? Women?
My favorite thing?
First thing you look at?
First thing I look at?
Ass, tits, eyes, like gay-ass JR over there, eyeballs.
My personality, bro, honestly.
Yeah. I'm a big personality.
Yeah, personality. Totally.
But when it comes to, like, a body figure...
You don't talk to a chick, yeah. I'm talking about
physically... Ass and legs, you know, just how they're shaped.
Got some legs? Like, got some nice legs.
You gotta have a good
You gotta have that. Man. Personality, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You gotta have some of that talent, boom!
And
talent at the beach. That's why we're at the beach.
It's gotta be natural.
If she has her breasts, they better be done by a natural human being and not a machine. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
Natural.
Naturally.
An organic person needs to do the surgery.
Organically.
Okay. Now you're twisting my words, man. Now you're twisting my words, bro. All I'm saying is it's okay.
That's a good story.
To have curves. No. To have curves. Curves don't hurt. I mean, I get it, right? You know, so I'm asexual. I don't want to engage in sex. But there are women that are more attractive than other women. There are men that are more attractive than other men. I'm not going to say I want to have sex with them. But there's certain men that you just tell that guy's not look. That doesn't look good, right?
Yeah.
Like a puppy, right? This puppy's cuter than that puppy. It's not
easy
hard.
It's
just something in your brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I want to have sex with a puppy. That's all I'm saying. That's what it's like to be asexual. That's what it's like to be asexual. Alright, that's it.
I'm glad you clarified because I didn't
that's
know
you.
What
that
really good. It's pretty much gone.
Okay.
I have
what's the next one on the agenda, senors? The train wreck. Okay.
Good music in the background, by the way. What is this? Is this like a station? Is this like Pandora?
Yeah, Pandora.
Shout out Pandora
right now.
Soldier.
Yeah. If you haven't heard about Pandora, there you go.
You're living under
a rock. I don't know how you heard about us before you heard about Pandora, but there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So you know.
Just so you know, Pandora's out there.
Yeah.
You guys.
It's
over Spotify too, in case you're not on that level.
Spotify. I don't even know what that is. Honestly, I've heard of it, but.
That way you can actually look up just one artist
or
iHeartRadio instead of going to like a radio station. You know, Pandora plays multiple artists, like just like that genre. But you can go to Spotify and you can look up just an individual artist and then look up just every.
You can play specific songs or get artists.
You can play specific songs.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Something like that.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought Spotify was like a
search engine.
Oh, yeah. You can pay for your
podcast.
All right, cool. If you want.
All right, cool. Go spend money.
All right, cool.
Want
some stuff that you don't really need because there's other free stuff that does the same thing for free.
Oh, my God.
Supposedly. I have weed, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I got weed, too. Some of the
back thing. Who wants it?
What's up, my
you didn't get a green bowl, yeah.
Yeah, he's... It's the coolest
guy
that has
on
the green bowl.
Yeah, the Hindu? That's really good stuff, man. After you got it, I really wanted to look into it because I was like, I would like to have two different qualities.
You just want to be on the podcast, don't you?
My buddy Roger's got it.
Right?
Could you imagine her with her ears pinched, clipped off, looking down with all me? She's the ugly.
Nice.
It's for Dora, right?
Because
it goes like that.
I give it to him, I hit it first, so the rotation is right. Fucked.
The rotation is
fucked. 12 points just smoking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty damn smoky in here.
Now, there's a story I can tell the camera. I mean, the internet. I mean,
everybody.
You guys. There's a two bickering over whether the wine bottle is half empty or half full. Right? And they're just arguing, bickering about it, and he's like giving them reasons why it's half empty, he's giving them reasons why it's half full. So they say, you know what, let's ask the waiter, right? They're at like this nice French restaurant. So the French waiter comes up and he's like, oui, oui. Right? And they're like, okay, you speak English, right? He's like, yes. And he's like, so is this bottle of wine half empty or half full? And he picks up the wine bottle, looks at it for a second, and drinks the whole thing. He sits down and he says, there's a time to talk about whether it's half empty or half full, and then there's a time to drink the wine. I kind of told that story a little shitty, but...
You could have, but you did it. You did a great job.
Oh, I did such a great job. Thank you. Woo-hoo! No, I didn't practice that, so... Could have been.
So, can I try my,
you want to do what?
Towards banger on your piece?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting it to be heavier for some reason.
I'll let you take off your nail.
ever showed them up close though? The piece?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Just so you guys see this. This is a B. Wilson piece. Shout out to B. Wilson.
My nigga B.
Bobby Banks.
That's
Bobby
me.
Banks.
That's me right here.
It's
good. So be careful.
It's no twisties.
They call him
Bang. They call him Bang.
Not really,
no. He's like, no, I was buying Bobby Banks in now, not you.
Is that
14? Yeah, that's a 14 to standard.
Oh, okay.
Or 14 to oversize, which is that.
Okay.
But yeah, the bangers are good for fat dads, I think.
Yeah, I like the bangers.
That's what it's called.
And they're good for motherships and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
honey buckets.
You know, Highlanders are getting together with mothership, and they're making a ceramic honey bucket.
Bangers
are good for dunking.
What?
Bangers are good for dunking.
Bangers are way good for dunking. Are you
gonna
dunk?
I'll dunk. Yeah, I'm fucking
about
dunking.
This is what I'm doing here.
Oh yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? That looks like one of Mickey Mouse's ears, bro.
That's pretty damn big.
It's like,
yeah, it's a slabber.
Yeah, it's a slabber.
It's a slab.
Or it looks like a marijuana leaf. Or no, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those air fresheners that you buy for the car. The actual shape of it.
It is. I'm taking a mini air freshener, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at it, dude. Tell me it doesn't look like a fucking little air freshener that you buy from the store.
Gracias, señor.
That's so hilarious.
Is this dab? Super clean, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot on it.
Are you
gonna
heat
it up again? Someone else
disturbing?
They are ducking.
What the hell is that? It's a card cap?
Not really. But
just a pendant.
For a card cap.
Bro, look at it real quick.
Here, bro, you can put this on the.
That's pretty cool.
The Hindu.
Oh, is it?
It's the Hindu.
Let's throw this
Hindu.
Yeah, that's that Hindu.
Hindu voodoo.
I'm gonna throw this slabber on it. Slabber dabber.
Slabber dabber. Bony, bony.
Yeah, that was so smooth, dude.
Right? It's like, just like breathing.
Feel it. Go lay down.
Can I give it a sec, though?
Dude, that's, it's like, in a blue sound, but it's like a. Bella, 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 she's yawning.
Fucking fat, dude.
Watch.
Bella, go lay down.
Over time, his pendant's gonna have a little ring in it.
Ooh. Hell yeah. Trade.
Water is that?
It's my
interesting.
It's
God's
water.
God's water.
play for?
I'll take it.
When I'm hitting it, I put it in there, and then I kind of rub it against the inside of where that little hole is. And it, I don't know, but that's
like...
Yeah, I rub the clitoris of it with this finger. The clitoris of the banger. I'm a banger clitoris rubber.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Like he's done it before.
It's two and one.
Oh, super low temp. Bomb, dude. You can keep ripping that.
Ooh.
So fucking bomb.
Ooh.
Fucking pee.
I killed it.
Do you make wire wraps and sell them? Yeah?
I do.
I knew you were making one for your buddy, that's what you had said, but I didn't know if you like made them all the time. And...
Well, I'm actually got into doing it this year.
How come it's only... Did you hit this?
I've just been building up a small collection.
Yeah. No, I just packed it real quick.
So... Oh, really?
Yeah. I have more, but it's just all of us on that one piece. That is the sativa that you gave me.
Crack. Durbin. Hell yeah. He's all, I love that shit.
Well, here. It's probably gonna be out, so.
Yeah.
Are you gonna kill him?
Let's do it. Where's this? You wear this church right?
Suffering.
Oh, because of that room, that says. It's cool, it looks like stylish.
So have you guys ever seen Revolution before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Really? Great. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Revolution, I recommend you see him next time you're in town.
Fuck yeah. Ooh. Oh shit.
Fuck
oh shit. Shit.
Fucking both of star.
Totally, man.
Patty.
Such a good session so far, man.
Chalice? When,
coming up, man.
Coming up?
I'm not sure exactly when it is.
I know, I was trying to go to the Cannabis Cup on the 7th of May.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely
trying
to get
that to you. I think that's going to be fun. 7,
you know? Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Shit.
Thank you, buddy.
Dabbed out.
Dabbed out. Have we been smoking for a half hour straight yet?
Yeah,
let me look on the screen. I see the motherfucking pink on the screen. 34 minutes.
That'll do pink. Wait, you're a cop? Wait, you just called him a pig, though. I'm gonna hang you up with this little chunky in there.
Damn, that was sad.
Oh, man.
It's hard to do with one hand, man. See, you have to do it with two hands.
No, you can do it with one. You just gotta kill this down, make sure this harness is up. You gotta clip this down. I just had a regular toy. Then you lock it.
Something smells like ketchup and chicken.
Dabs in there.
Dabs?
Yeah. Look at his trinket. This is like from the movie,
Trinket?
Remember he was saying that was his trinket, right?
No, it's not a trinket. It's called a pendant.
Sorry, it's pendant.
And that's called a wire wrap.
Oh, that's what you were talking about before, because I didn't know what that was.
Technically a pendant too.
Yeah,
it's a wire wrap. Pendants, everything. This is a glass fucking pendant.
From here, it looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
Right? And they're, dude, they're so sick. I saw
a
bunch of
out of wire.
My tiger's eye on there. I have a tiger's eye on.
I just want to push
it.
Don't
want to wrap it.
Back into this.
Looks like something you find in like the city.
It goes off fast.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's just cool looking. And you have one like that?
I'm gonna wrap this, and I have a rock at my house because there's stones in that.
Yeah, it's definitely artful. Looks cool with
back,
it.
Back,
you got
back,
the silver.
For sure.
What is the little balls? Is that like the ball chains that they use for like dog tags?
Oh, it looks like a little bit better than that.
Same idea though.
Let me take this one. I want to see that thing.
You should take pictures of it and show mom. We should show the camera too and give him a shout out too.
Yeah.
You could be like, hey, you know.
Huh? Shout out your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Find me on Instagram at the Thug Normal Life. NORML.
I said my nigga.
Custom wire wraps. Yeah, this is freaking legit, dude. Oh, it's not little balls. It's like mostly copper and then some silver, I think.
Yeah, it's got silver on there too.
You're talking about this stuff.
It's cool, man.
It's copper, silver,
and then
crystals in there.
Gold? What's this gold?
No, that one's just a gold.
Just a gold plated.
Cool.
What the fuck, man? Like, the closer you get to it, the more detail you can see, and you can see that some of it's working, but you know.
There's an aquamarine right here, citrine, emerald, opal, and then there's another opal on the back.
Yeah. Totally original.
Alright, time for the Bane Forecast. What's your Bane Forecast, JR?
Fucking faded, as always. But fucking dude.
I have mine ready,
my
so.
My faded forecast is fucking rainy. But I'm high as fuck. So it's okay, because I'm on top of the clouds right now, same. On my surfboard. It's also a longboard at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
I'm just getting it. And then, fuck it. I took another dab after that. And then I got even higher. I got the cloud nine finally.
Yeah, it's so fucking there. Red, dude.
And fuck it. You're just sitting in a train dog and hotboxing the dog and hotboxing with all the motherfuckers up there, dude.
Hotboxing God.
Jesus.
Fuck you for taking my fire.
I'm sorry.
That's what I was gonna say.
Alright. And on to the next one.
Go ahead. Oh, I believe that peace is on the rise in our culture. I believe that that's why more and more people are smoking weed, is because it's becoming, it's associated with peace as far as like just relaxing and like letting everything just be how it is. Like no war, you know, because if you look all throughout history, there's so much war in the past. And I think that the opposite is true in the future. I think that people are going to stop fighting and they're going to start smoking.
Revolution.
It's like, fuck fight, man. Let's smoke a bowl together.
And just fucking talk about it,
you know? And
why are we going to fight?
You know,
let's
not inhaling. Not
why,
inhaling
why are we gonna fight? I mean,
is bad, you know? Inhale and chill.
Inhale and chill.
Yeah. If you're watching this and you don't smoke, you probably should, because it will chill you out and it'll bring you closer to your cool side. And, you know, hopefully everybody starts to shift more towards peace and not war. That's my whole thing, is war is bad, peace is good. All throughout, if you want to be different, promote peace. I know it sounds counterintuitive because it's like, oh, peace, everyone's peace. And it's like, no, most people aren't peace. They think they see it as me all the time. It's cool to be mean for someone, and it's not. So give peace a chance. That's all I'm saying.
And love.
Peace and love. I didn't want to confuse the issue because love is like the most powerful thing in the universe.
Forget life.
I just wanted to start with peace, okay? You know, but yeah. Live life, love. That's my forecast.
Igby, what is your faded forecast?
My faded forecast. What's it going on, bro? Just kicking back, having a nice day, staying positive.
Buying nails.
What is your future? What do you think the future of cannabis holds?
The future of cannabis holds a lot more than just the purpose of the nug. I can tell you that. I think for sure within the next 30 to 50 years, nug will probably be the cheapest thing about the plant. Mm-hmm. The seeds, the hemp, everything, you know, it's just going to blow up in all another. That's for sure.
That's a bad forecast. What about you, Trevor?
I don't know. I'd have to say we need weed. You know, that's going to bring us into a whole new world. You know, and it's going to be great things coming out of it, you know, great, great positive things.
Absolutely.
You know, there's so many things it can do, so many things it can do for the body and the mind. You know, it's
like
great.
What?
Just fucking, they've proven that it helps actually, rejuvenate the brain cells, make connections, you know, fucking.
And not kill them.
Yeah.
It actually rejuvenates them. Yeah.
It heals them.
Totally. Yeah, they were just lying to keep it under control. Mm-hmm. And they did. They fucking succeeded for a while.
But it's coming through.
Yeah.
You know, just gotta keep fighting.
Totally, man.
It's all because of edibles. It's all because of edibles.
Fuck yeah, go edibles.
Yeah, dude. Edibles are changing the world.
Edibles
That's
are really good
for
you. Okay.
Hell yeah, man.
They're fucking better than smoking.
Hell yeah, dude.
You can go through the airport with a brownie. They're not gonna be like,
yeah,
what kind of brownie is this?
Yeah.
They just seem like it's a fucking brownie. Like,
have a good day, sir. You can go get fucked
edibles
up on the plane.
Edibles,
if your dress thing is that you get fucked up at the same time, it's you're medicating yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the best part about it. It's like a party
you're
and
not smoking or anything, so you know, it's
chilling.
Just setting off any fire alarms.
Yeah. You gotta sneak off to the bathroom, you know, just eat it right there.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Chilling. Watch the window.
Any situation you can eat a fucking brownie. You go to movies. In the middle of the movie, you'd be like, damn.
Yeah, if you don't eat for like 2-3 hours before you eat an edible too, it hits you in about 30 minutes. I mean, you can.
Totally. And
30 minutes ain't bad.
Two or three hours it'll hit you for. Like, you really
You get high for a long time.
Okay, so my favorite forecast is that maybe one day we will eventually see the legalization of cannabis throughout the entire US of A. However, if that isn't the issue, I'm still smoking right now, so whether it gets legalized or not, I feel like I'm gonna be smoking.
Okay.
As a patient now, I mean, before I was a patient, I was smoking because I knew its medicinal effects and I've felt them and I've experienced them, and that's why it's like you can't lie about them. You know, the actual thing, the benefits. I sleep like a baby.
We don't condone doing anything illegal, though.
No.
That's not good. Illegal's bad.
Yeah, we're legal. We are all legal. Yeah. 10-4.
But other than that, yeah.
Well, this has been a Potty Perspective. Does anyone else have anything to say before we sign off? Yeah.
Hive and thrive, bitches!
I want to show these motherfuckers my nipples.
I want to show you guys my nipples.
Areolas, bitches!